Hello. Good evening. My name is Araceli and I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. This evening we are conducting a short public opinion survey in your community and we would like to get your opinions. We're not trying to sell anything and your answers will remain confidential.
What's the nature of this survey? Is this a political survey or what?
It's about general information about the Miami-Dade county elections.
Well, I don't usually participate in these. I'm not even aware of the county election. Go ahead.
All right. Thank you. It will take just a few minutes. Thank you. Thank you. Do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, media organization, or work on or volunteer on a political campaign?
No.
Thank you. Now, as you are aware, very few people actually vote in nonpartisan primary elections for things like Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commission. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the non-partisan primary elections for Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commission on Tuesday, August 20th? Is I am definitely going to vote, I am very likely to vote, I am somewhat likely to vote, I am not very likely to vote, I am not at all likely to vote, I am not registered to vote.
I'm definitely likely to vote.
Okay. Okay, so in that case, would that I am definitely going to vote, or I am very likely to vote?
I saw you breaking up. I can't hear you.
I'm sorry. Let me repeat the answers based on what you said. I am definitely going to vote, or I am very likely going to vote?
Definitely going to vote.
Thank you. With which political party are you registered? Would that be Democrat or Republican?
Democrat.
Thank you. What is your main racial background? African American, Black, Asian American, White Caucasian, Hispanic?
White Caucasian.
Thank you. What is your age?
80.
Thank you. Now, generally speaking, would you say things in Miami-Dade County are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off on the wrong track?
say that question again.
Generally speaking, would you say things in Miami-Dade County are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off on the wrong track?
The right direction.
Thank you. From the following list, what is the one thing local elected officials in Miami-Dade County should address that will make your daily life better? Quality of life like growth and upward development, inflation and the cost of things like groceries and gas, housing and property.
You're breaking up. I'm sorry. I can't hear you. You're breaking up, and I'm only bits and pieces. Try starting that again.
Sure, no worries. I can repeat the question and the answers. From the following list, what is the one thing local elected officials in Miami-Dade County should address that will make your daily life better? Quality of life like growth and overdevelopment, inflation and the cost of things like groceries and gas, housing and property insurance costs, crime and neighborhood safety, corruption in local government, floating, sea level rise, and environmental resiliency, traffic and congestion.
I'm thinking about that. Hold on a minute.
Yeah, take your time.
I would say overdevelopment.
Okay, thank you. Now, although it is a nonpartisan election, if the election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, which one of the following best describes how you're likely to vote between a Democratic candidate and a Republican candidate? Definitely vote for the Democratic candidate. Probably vote for the Democratic candidate. Lean slightly to the Democratic candidate. Definitely vote for the Republican candidate. Probably vote for the Republican candidate. Lean slightly to the Republican candidate.
I lean slightly to the Democratic candidate.
Thank you. I am now going to read you a list of some public officials in Miami-Dade County that you may be familiar with. Will you please tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person? If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, just say so. Raquel Regalado?
Say that again.
Do you want me to read the question again?
Yes, please.
Sure. No worries. I am now going to read you a list of some public officials in Miami-Dade County that you may be familiar with. Will you please tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person? If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, just say so. Raquel Regalado.
Unfavorable.
Would that be somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Richard Preschnick?
No opinion.
Okay. Cindy Lerner?
Say that again. What name?
Cindy Lerner.
No opinion.
Thank you. All right. You will now be asked a few short questions on the August primary elections for Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commission. If the primary election for Miami-Dade County Mayor were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Daniela Levine Cava, Alexander Otaola, Manny Seed.
Daniela Levine Cava.
Thank you. And would you say that you are definitely voting or probably voting for Daniela Levine Cava?
Definitely.
Thank you. Now, if the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Raquel Regalado, Richard Preschnick, or Cindy Lerner?
No opinion.
Okay. Thank you. If you had to choose today, which candidate are you leaning towards? Raquel Regalado, Richard Preschnick, or Cindy Lerner?
No opinion.
Thank you. Generally speaking, do you think Raquel Regalado is part of the problem or part of the solution in county government?
No opinion.
Thank you. On a different topic, Mayor Daniela Levine Cava recently announced support for a ballot measure that Miami-Dade County voters will vote on this November. The proposal will borrow $2.5 billion to fund affordable housing, parks, and infrastructure improvements and environmental resiliency projects to fight climate change. To fund this $2.5 billion proposal, property taxes will be increased on Miami-Dade County homeowners. Knowing this, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal?
Yes.
Would that be definitely vote yes in favor or probably vote yes in favor?
Probably.
Thank you. Now, we're halfway there. Thank you. Just a few more questions. I am now going to read you a series of statements about Raquel Regalado. After hearing each, please indicate if it makes you more likely or less likely to vote for Raquel Regalado in the election for Miami-Dade County Commission. If each would make no difference, just say so. The first one. Currently, several Cuban-American elected officials are under investigation for corruption. Raquel Regalado and her father are just more of the same.
Say that again.
Sure. I am going to read you a series of statements about Raquel Regalado. After hearing each, please indicate if it makes you more likely or less likely to vote for Raquel Regalado in the election for Miami-Dade County Commission. If each would make no difference, just say so. The first one is, currently, several Cuban-American elected officials are under investigation for corruption. Raquel Regalado and her father are just more of the same.
I disagree with that.
The options are much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, no difference, or don't know.
No difference.
Okay, thank you. Raquel Regalado understands how housing costs are crushing families in our community. Regalado has fought to cut property taxes on homeowners, enacted protection for renters, and increased the property tax rebates for low-income seniors from $100 to more than $600. Regalado has also reformed the rules on efficiencies to make them a better, safer option for families to keep their homes affordable.
Well, is the question whether that would make me more likely or less likely to vote for her?
The questions are, after each statement about Raquel Regalado, after hearing each one, indicate if it makes you more likely or less likely to vote for Raquel in the election for Miami-Dade County Commission. If each would make
more likely. More likely.
Okay. That will be much more likely or somewhat more likely?
Somewhat.
Thank you. As your county commissioner, Raquel Regalado has prioritized environmental resilience, including protecting Biscayne Bay so our communities are better prepared for hurricanes and increased flooding threats.
If it's true, it would make me much more likely.
Okay, thank you. Raquel Regalado believes the key to a successful community is a transportation system that works. As your county commissioner, Regalado has increased investment in roads, bike lanes, safety improvements around schools, linear parks for the underline and rideshare options.
Somewhat more likely.
Thank you. As the mother of two children with autism, Raquel Regalado has been leading efforts to make Miami-Dade a better place for people of all abilities. Regalado has funded training for thousands of county employees, including police, created an autism vehicle safety program with police, and funded job training programs and support for parents and caretakers of residents on the autism spectrum.
Much more likely.
Thank you. Raquel Regalado believes that public safety is a top priority in our community and supports increasing resources to police and fire rescues so they can keep neighborhoods safe. Regalado has the endorsement of the Police Benevolent Association for her 2024 re-election.
It makes no difference.
Thank you. Raquel Regalado served as a Miami-Dade County School Board member for two terms. Now, as the only former school board member to ever serve on the County Commission, Regalado has focused on educational initiatives like financial literacy for applicants of affordable housing and a pilot program to help single mothers in government housing.
Somewhat more likely.
Thank you. Since Raquel Regalado has been on the County Commission, Miami-Dade County has become one of the most unaffordable places to live, and longtime residents, including seniors on fixed incomes, have struggled to make ends meet. Regalado hasn't done enough.
I don't know. So I'd say that makes no difference.
Okay, thank you. As an elected official, Raquel Regalado focuses on the basics to serve residents and solve their everyday problems, whether it is fixing our parks, potholes and sidewalks, or helping residents with complicated things like permitting.
Somewhat more likely.
Okay, thank you. We are halfway there. Thank you. Just a few more minutes. Thank you so much. I am now going to read you a series of statements about Cindy Lerner. After hearing each, please indicate if it makes you more likely or less likely to vote for Cindy Lerner in the election for Miami-Dade County Commission.
Is this going to be the last one? Is this the last one? This is taking way too long.
Yes, I'm sorry. It will be just a few more minutes, maybe like 3-4 minutes maximum.
All right. Let's just get
Thank
it done.
Thank you. If each would make no difference, just say so. Cindy Lerner is running for county commission to fight for honest, ethical local government, to take meaningful action on sea level rise and floating, and to be a voice for the residents of this district, not developers, lobbyists, and corporate polluters.
That would make me much more likely to vote.
Thank you. As mayor of Pinecrest, Cindy Lerner repeatedly raised taxes on middle-class families, homeowners, and businesses, and increased wasteful spending by millions of dollars.
These questions are very biased, intended to influence my opinion. So
no,
I object to that question. I don't have an opinion on that. Go to the next question.
Okay. Cindy Lerner is running for county commissioner because, like you, she reads the news and gets angry about what's happening in our community. Corruption, self-dealing, influence peddling.
Slightly more likely.
Okay. That would be much more likely or somewhat more likely?
Somewhat.
Okay, thank you. As mayor of Pinecrest, Cindy Lerner was verbally abusive toward residents at town hall meetings, repeatedly yelling, banging her fist, cursing at and insulting residents. Lerner has been criticized by the media who say she does not have the temperament to hold elected office.
I mean, much more likely to vote against her.
Okay,
that's what I've read about her.
All right, so in this case, the options that we have are much more likely to vote, somewhat more likely to vote, somewhat less likely to vote, much less likely to vote, no difference, or don't know.
Much less likely to vote for her.
Thank you. We are almost complete. Thank you. Just a few more minutes, maybe 2 or 3 minutes maximum. While Miami-Dade County homeowners are paying more than their fair share in property taxes, Cindy Lerner and her family have used her elected positions to reduce the property values of the many properties they own and manage so they can pay less in tax.
That makes no difference to me.
Okay.
Because I don't know if it's true, so I can't comment on it. This whole thing is very biased against the Cindy Lerner. Now, this is intended to be a biased poll. I don't think it's a legitimate poll. But anyway, go ahead.
Okay. Cindy Lerner has a history of favoring large-scale development that hurts her quality of life. Lerner's family has made their fortune redeveloping and gentrifying parts of the urban core, including Wynwood. And as a mayor of Pinecrest, Lerner tried to annex land west of U.S. 1 and unincorporated Miami-Dade to increase her budget and spending, which was strongly voted down and criticized as a land grab for big developers.
If it's true, I'd be much more likely to vote against her, if it's true.
So in that case, would be much more likely to vote? Somewhat more likely to vote, someone less likely to vote or much less likely to vote?
Much less likely to vote for her.
Thank you. All right. Now we just have a few more questions that are very, very short. Now, taking into account everything you just heard, if the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Raquel Regalado, Richard Prashnick, or Cindy Lerner?
None of the above, because I feel like this whole interview is made to make me prejudiced against Cindy Lerner. This is something sponsored by Rochelle Regalado. So I'm much less likely to vote for her based on the manipulative aspect of this survey.
I understand. Well, in this case, we, as opinion research, we're very independent. We don't know who the sponsor is. We just ask the questions so we can be fair.
I understand. I'm not faulting you, but the questions are worded in such a way to cause people to be prejudiced in favor of Raquel Regalado and against Cindy Lerner. So this whoever drafted these, drew up these questions, is trying to manipulate public opinion, not do a true survey.
I understand, and I see your point. But in this case, I'm just allowed to repeat the question and the names. I'm sorry.
I understand. Yeah, I understand. So let's finish it up.
Yes, just one, two more minutes. Now, again, taking into account everything you just heard, if the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Raquel Regalado, Richard Prashnick, or Cindy Lerner?
None of the above.
Okay. Thank you. If you had to choose today, which candidate are you leaning towards? Raquel Regalado, Richard Prashnick, or Cindy Lerner?
None of the above.
Thank you. Prior to taking this survey, have you ever attended a community event held by Raquel Regalado, or do you follow her on social media sites like Instagram or TikTok?
No.
Thank you. And now, in general, the following are the list of websites, online newspapers, and other places where you can get news and information about your community. Please indicate if you follow this content regularly, you follow the content but not regularly, or do not follow this content at all. The first one is Miami's Community News.
Community News?
Miami's Community News.
Not at all.
Okay. FM Radio?
Not at all.
Only in Dade?
What?
Only in Dade.
I don't understand the question.
This is a website, online newspapers, and other places where you can get news and information about your community.
No, I never. I don't know what the right answer is, but that's not.
Okay.
I never heard of it.
Okay. AM, talk, or new radio?
Not at all.
Okay. Local political blog?
Not at all.
Key Biscayne Independent?
Say that, what is that?
Key Biscayne Independent.
Oh, not at all.
Okay. And local newspapers like the Miami Herald or El Nuevo Herald?
Miami Herald, predominantly.
Okay. Would that be follow regularly or follow not regularly?
Regularly.
Thank you. All right. And now 1 minute. I am now going to ask you a few short demographic questions before we finish, just to make sure that we have a representative sample. If you were to label yourself, would you say that you're liberal, moderate, or conservative in your political beliefs?
Moderate.
Thank you. And what is the last grade of formal education you have completed?
19 years.
Would that be less than high school diploma, high school graduate, some college, trade school, college graduate with an associate's or 2-year degree, college graduate with a bachelor's or 4-year degree, or postgraduate degree?
Postgraduate degree.
Thank you. All right. So this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation and your time. I really do appreciate it. Thank you. Have a good night.
Thank you. You're very nice. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.